You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
We got the three panel tonight. Yeah, hey,
there
cheers.
We go.
Cheers, y'all. My to the water. Season. That's a wrap. The
good show, guys. Talk to you later.
Finals. Yeah, that's it. See ya. Zach, which warrior are you most excited to see post-game partying tonight?
Post-game party?
Yeah, just like...
You know what? Kuminga. Kuminga, because he's underage, right? Yeah. He's never been a part of this. He was just in the G League last year. And I think that it's going to be some bad influence behavior tonight.
Yeah, people are wondering in the chat, where's Amin? You know what?
It's a great question.
I don't think we're allowed to say. Metal Arc policy is we're not allowed to say what happened to Amin, and we'll just leave it at that.
We're not going to talk about any kind of suspensions or, you know, fines or anything like that. There's no need to mention those words. Like, it's nothing having to do with that, guys.
Yeah, we're not going to say whether it's 2 weeks or
2 weeks.
2.5 weeks
doesn't
somewhere.
Matter.
We're
yeah,
not going to say
it doesn't. Matter.
Yeah.
Seven years. I don't know. We don't know. There are no
replacements right now for Cinephobe's upcoming episode recordings. We're not talking about that.
Wait, what's Cinephobe?
Oh, Tom, thank you so much for asking. Cinephobe is a podcast where Anthony Mays and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes, and we try to ascertain if they're properly poorly rated or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. That's Cinephobe. It's produced by Anthony Mays as well. Definitely not just the two of us for the next couple of weeks, as maybe a suspension is being served at Cinephobe, wherever you get podcasts, part of Meadowlark Media. It's kind of like Basketball Illuminati.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati. Say it three times. Keep your third eye open. Mm-hmm. Illuminati. It's got three eyes. Don't forget.
It's kind of like my podcast on the Lebatard Network. Oh, wait. No, I don't. No.
No.
Oh.
No more things. Hey. No more podcasts.
Underdogs, yes. Also, Underdogs. We did a great pod this week with Jason Sobel talking about the U.S. Open and whether Andrew Wiggins would win Finals MVP. And right now, it's done. Finals MVP went to Steph. He checked that box off the resume. He's got two MVPs. He's got a Finals MVP. He's got two scoring titles. He's got four rings pointing to it. While he's on the floor in the TD Garden, just about to get the Bill Russell Finals MVP award, he's pointing to his ring. Man, what a performance from Steph. Andrew Wiggins, what's the stat of the night? The stat of the day from Zach Harper.
Stat of the day. Give me the short one. Stat of the day. Closeout game for the NBA championship. Jason Tatum, 13 points. Andrew Wiggins, 18 points. That is your stat of the day. Outscored by Andrew Wiggins at home, season and championship hopes on the line, and you get blitzed by Wiggins. He forced turnovers in the second half. He blocked shots in the second half. I think Tatum got a dunk. I think that was it. He got one dunk. I believe it was only his eighth or ninth shot made in the restricted area this series.
It was his only made basket in the second half, and it was his first dunk since game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow. Oof. You guys are coming from my throne here with these numbers.
Yeah, wow. We did our homework.
Did you research? You didn't want to say research, did you?
No,
that's something else.
No,
is a word no longer that can be used.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all right. So, where do we want to go first? Steph Curry, what this does for his legacy? Do we want to go there, or do you want to talk more about Jason Tatum and how he had one basket in the second half and got blocked by Wiggins on that last possession there?
It's funny, whenever this stuff happens, Tom, right? Like, I feel like the inclination is you know, kind of destroy the one who lost. No, destroy the one who lost, because we got all summer to celebrate the Warriors, right? So, you know, we've talked about turning the ball over in this series, right? It has been something that, as you look, and granted, it should get harder. Like, the Celtics for the season, I believe, turned the ball over 13.9% of their possessions. That rose to 15.3% in the playoffs, and I believe they're above 16% for the NBA Finals. You can't give the ball away. You can't turn the ball over and expect to win. And they, 23 tonight?
Yep.
23. Again, season on the line. You turn it over 23 times, like, you're just not ready to win.
And you can't have 13 live ball turnovers. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just a killer, you know, and I did a one more thing on it. That was my one more thing for the day. It's almost like I know what's going to happen, you know, but this morning we popped it out. One more thing. They've averaged 9.8 live ball turnovers before game six. Now, obviously, the number went up after they've had 13, and the Warriors just pounced on it, and they crushed them every time. It's you're not going to win games. Just 23 turnovers alone, you're not going to win games, which when you allow the Warriors to get out and transition like that off of that stuff, you're screwed.
Wait, hold on. I'm receiving
feel a
word.
Disturbance in the force.
Yeah, it's hold on.
Feels sticky in here. Oh, no. That's not the angle you want.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Shams, what's up, buddy?
What up, Shams? Oh, you're running. Why are you running? Why are you running, Shams?
I'm shocked. He didn't have a phone in his hand. I feel like something's wrong.
Did they break it through?
Well, it means having other conversations.
Because you were talking about a mean wash your hands the other night. Nah, man. Logan Murdoch, ladies and gentlemen. There'll be charges filed in the morning. I'm sitting on the Celtics bench right now, actually. Celtics bench, and then behind me there, you see the podium. I'll give Boston a lot of credit. Everyone stayed in the building.
So here's the deal. I mean, if you can hold that mic a little bit lower so that it's not as hot, and then stop moving it around, keep it still and keep it kind of by your, right
How
there.
How am I sounding now? I am talking into a microphone very delicately.
You sound better. You kind of sound like a dick right now, but you sound better.
Yeah.
Yes.
So as I was saying, I've been in a couple of road elimination games for road clinchers. In the finals in 2015 in Cleveland, 2016 in Golden State, 2017, I want to say. No, 2018. No. That was it. Whatever year they swept. 18. Usually the fans don't stay. Fans stayed, man, for most of that ceremony. Like, I mean, the arena was full, upper deck, lower deck, so I was really surprised about that. There's still a lot of people. There were a lot more Warriors fans here tonight than there were in the other two games combined. I don't know if you guys could hear it or not.
I couldn't feel it on the broadcast.
You could inside the arena. You could definitely hear it was loud. Like when Draymond hit that first three in the corner, I was like, "Oh my God, there's a lot of them here. It ain't just two or three." Mm. So that definitely changed the vibe from the games three and four here. I think the other thing that was surprising was at one point during the ass whooping, they called timeout and the fans started booing. Yeah, I never thought I'd see that.
That right. We heard that.
And I'm trying to think what else. Oh, the halftime show was Joyner Lucas. He had a Joyner Lucas jersey that was green and it said Joyner in Celtics font. So I kind of felt like, wow, you just basically got a check. This was not
100%.
No part of this was about being a Celtic fan or anything like that.
Yeah, but it's always pandering about the name on the back with him, but it also is the name on the front now.
On the front, yeah.
Wow.
Definitely pandering happening. People aren't leaving. That's the funny thing. On the floor, like the podium is still intact, but it looks like the ropes have been removed and we can start going on the floor, but I'm going to just stay here because it's kind of comfortable. These seats are nice and cushiony.
I don't think not guarding Stephen Curry was a good plan for the Boston Celtics. A lot of times they decided, hey, we're not going to guard Draymond anywhere near the three-point line, and then Draymond would just screen for Steph Curry, and then he would get open space. And that's not a good defensive strategy, and they tried it all series long to just try to guard him straight up.
I mean, it was funny. They switched a lot in this game in terms of their coverages. You know, they went from like
you
trapping
had a purple armband
to all of a sudden, they went from trapping to all of a sudden going, hey, we're going to switch. And then that allowed Curry to start attacking Horford a lot more. Yep. The one time they sent help when Horford switched, Wiggins got the corner three. And it was just like all of those kinds of things. It felt like they couldn't decide how to guard Curry after six games, and they're just like, screw it. And you know, we talked about all the drop coverages. It was just stupid.
To be fair, it's not like they have a defensive player of the year, Tom, right? A perimeter player.
Man. Not even like a moment of like, he's locked up. Steph Curry deserved that player of the year. Not once. And how many times did he turn the corner on Al Horford and Marcus Smart wasn't there to like at least take a charge or put some pressure to give help and send support? He didn't.
He was all over Jordan Poole, though. He was all over Jordan Poole. This
season, so that's good. Yo, let me tell you something. The biggest fear I had all night long was that Jordan Poole's first half would be a 48-minute thing, and then I'd have to like eat crow on Jordan Poole. I was so relieved that Jordan Poole went back to being Jordan Poole in the second half. I'm like, I told y'all.
I'm calling bullshit. That was the second biggest fear. We know what your first biggest fear was.
Yeah. What was that?
Research.
Har har.
I have breaking news from Chris Haynes' Twitter account. Golden State Warriors team is chanting "F you, Draymond" in the locker room as they celebrate.
Worth it. I love
another
it.
Another live update. Jonathan Kuminga has started a live video on Instagram.
There should we drop stream right now just to watch that?
Matt Wiggins is there. Wiggins got the goggles on. Oakley goggles, by the way.
What's the model?
I think that's the A model. There's usually they get the A model because it's just got good coverage. Looks like a black iridium lens. Steve Kerr's got the gold iridium lens. It's standard Oakley snowboarding gear.
How do you guys feel about that? About the goggles in the locker room?
Soft.
For the champagne.
No,
soft,
yeah,
right?
I remember just
took it to the face.
This is a marathon, not a sprint. I mean, they got to like party for like 7 days straight. I kind of feel like
Larry Bird partied for 30 minutes and then went back in the gym and worked out.
Was doing push-ups, was running laps, was running concourse.
Running laps around the arena.
I mean,
technically,
with these drinking like Miller Lights during the game, has he ever stopped partying?
No.
That's not partying. That's called maintenance. It's not partying. It's maintenance. Oh.
Hair of the dog. You can't really be hurting at that point.
That came from a real place of information and experience right there.
Like Larry Bird, I am one of the greatest. I wanted to say real quick before I forget about it, the chanting Draymond in the locker room is very reminiscent. Do you remember like when it was really the heyday? There was a play where Clay clearly traveled and hits a three, but the refs didn't call it, and everybody on the Warriors bench got up and started doing a travel motion, which is something usually reserved for when someone on the other team does that.
Yep.
That's the swagger that they had, like where they're so good, they're gonna mock themselves more than you're gonna be able to mock them.
Well, they should have fun with it.
Yeah, I love the moment tonight as the guy who's celebrating Andrew Wiggins the most on this show. I liked tonight when Andre Iguodala checked in that final minute and he gave a little, like, had a little moment with Wig and passed the torch as the true finals MVP in this series. And you know,
you know what he did, you know what Andre was doing, right? That was one last look at me, Louie, for the season.
Oh, wow, last look at me, Louie, of the season. Wow,
of the season, yeah. It's like, look, hey, this game's almost over. Not yet. It's not.
It's your teammate there, right? You know, point four.
Oh, we kid because we love and we kid.
RIP to isn't it weird that Steph Curry doesn't have a finals MVP tag?
Oh, no. It's going to just give birth to, isn't it weird he only has one in the four championships?
Yeah, no, we're going to move the goalpost for sure on this.
Have to.
For sure on this.
I also, by the way, I realize it's going to sound silly, but I just realized, oh shit, he has as many titles as LeBron.
He sure yeah. does, I mean. Sure
so
does.
So now, sure like, does. How can you call LeBron the greatest of all time when he may not even be the greatest of his era? Can we start that narrative tomorrow?
It's spicy. I imagine Skip's already kind of tweeted something out like this.
Only two finals losses, you know?
Dude, it's insane. Yeah. So I looked this up today. Stephen Curry is now 22-4 in the playoffs in all series, 22-4. Of those four losses in the playoffs, series losses,
well, San Antonio, Clippers, there you go,
not Clippers, me. I'm taking that one. They fired me afterwards, but I'm taking that one.
I mean, that was your crowning achievement right there. They knew it wasn't going to get any better than that on the Clippers. They were going to blow it every year after
that. So did
that.
I. So did I. I peaked after round one. I peaked.
They're like, actually, Mo, this is going to be a lot of sorrow moving forward. So why don't you just cut out?
So he's never been swept, and he's never lost a series in five. It's just four series where he's had a six-game loss and a seven-game loss. Two six-game losses and two seven-game losses. LeBron James and Michael Jordan both have at least four of either a sweep or only winning one game in the series. So Steph Curry, it's crazy. I mean, his playoff resume is insane. And I know he doesn't have more than one finals MVP, but he has.
Wow. Isn't it weird? Else. Isn't it weird that he doesn't?
No, I mean, he's all this stuff was nonsense. Like, even if he never got a finals MVP, like, to me, he was still one of the greats. Like, I don't think there's a way to really argue that. And his playoff resume, and just that, the number which you just kind of pointed out, Tom, super impressive. And then he just did it twice in Boston on the road. And they're what, like, the second team since the 80s to beat Boston, to win the championship in Boston, right? The other team being the 85 Lakers. Like,
wow.
Pretty freaking impressive.
That is, that's nuts.
Well, to be fair, they've only been there like twice in 40 years.
I wasn't going to say that part. I was going to leave that part alone to make it sound more impressive. Like, they didn't come at all in the 90s. Yeah. You know, the stuff. But, like, so impressive.
At this point, do we even have to – I guess we have to have this Steph conversation, but we don't. Like, if you're still not sold at this point, like, you're just dumb. And, like, if you're not getting paid to be dumb – and say this stuff out loud.
What's
like,
in it?
You're even dumber. Right. Yeah, like what's in it for you? So you get to be the cool guy on the internet that's like, I'm not conforming here. It's like, then you just sound stupid. Like, he's one of the greatest to ever do it. It doesn't even matter. Like, top 10 to 15 players of all time. Like, he's in the conversation at least for that. Maybe we have a top 10 to 15 in the conversation bar coming at some point. I don't know if we do that, but we.
You see what Cowherd did?
No,
Cowherd said he's got a table. They got an MVP table or something.
A round table.
Like that. And it's like Giannis. I'll find out. Said he's got Giannis. He's got LeBron. He's got KD and he's got Steph. And those are the only people at the table.
Oh,
I mean, like is this a Fox Sports thing? I don't get it.
Yeah. And like, look. Some people may be asking other media people to like come comment in a video for 60 seconds on their all-time rankings thing. But then if you're going to rip people off, you probably can't get them to do that. I don't know. I'm just, it's not the right move, if you know what I'm talking about, to rip someone off and then ask them to do a promo for you.
I'm available. Thank you. If you get a no from them, I'm around.
Got a no response.
Tim Duncan has five rings, two MVPs, and three finals MVPs.
Isn't it weird that Tim Duncan only has three finals MVPs out of five titles?
Isn't it weird?
Weird that someone thought Tony Parker was the best Spur in 2007. Isn't it weird?
He was pretty good, though. He was
really good. He was pretty good, but he wasn't Tim Duncan.
Didn't Manu get one of them?
No.
Why?
That's right. Yeah.
Aztecs, baby.
Isn't it kind of weird that people talk about Wilt being the GOAT, but he only has one finals MVP? You know, isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah. Isn't it weird that I have Aztec pride even though I failed out of San Diego State?
Yes, that part is kind of weird. But like,
yeah, go ahead. Isn't it weird that Bill Russell has zero Finals MVP?
Yeah, isn't it zero?
Isn't it weird? But the trophy's named after him for some reason.
Isn't that weird?
To make up for it.
Interesting.
No, but let's be honest. If they were hold on. If there were Finals MVPs back then, do you know who they would have given it to?
The media would have.
You think they would have given it to Russell?
Kuzi, Heinsohn, Havlicek.
Havlicek.
They would have. No chance. Bill Russell was not getting those.
Hey, did you guys
weird that Andrew Wiggins outscored Jason Tatum in a closeout game? It's just weird.
Well, did you see Mark Tatum gave out the trophy tonight?
I said that. I said that on my Instagram.
Isn't it weird that Steph hasn't gotten the Finals MVP from Adam Silver yet?
And Silver, yeah.
So, Doesn't count.
Yeah. So this Finals is gonna have a big asterisk on it. It's the first time we had a Finals game called by an all-Black crew, right? Mark Jones, Mark Jackson, Lisa Salters. And now the first time the trophy was ever handed out by a Black commissioner. Stand up, Mark Tatum. This is the blackest NBA Finals we ever had.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike. And typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
And okay. I got to say, he's the only Tatum that showed up tonight.
Yeah, you have to co-sign. To say next. Mo, you have to co-sign. You don't say anything. You just
hell
co-sign.
Yeah. Hell yeah. There we go. There you go. I mean, that's what you get.
You're my brother.
Do we miss my little line there? Mark Tatum was the only Tatum to show up tonight.
Oh, we did miss that.
I'm glad.
But you know what? Sometimes when you do the joke twice, it dies. It's like, oh, it was better the first time. That one, that one's an all-timer.
Nailed it.
Mo, what do you think? I said it in the pre-show. I saved it for the show. What'd you think?
No, I mean, you said it in the pre-show, and I said, yo, bring that one back.
Like when I said Jordan Pooledipo. Remember that one, guys? Game 2?
No, I try to forget a lot of your stuff.
So we buying the whole fatigue thing for Jason Tatum? Seriously? Like, are we buying it, or is it Wiggins?
He's the only one tired?
No, they were all tired. They were all trash. Who was good for them?
Jaylen Brown was the only one, and Al Horford hit a few threes. But
Al Horford,
get out of here, Marcus Smart. Like,
No.
Why are you helping? Why are you helping off of Andrew Wiggins in the corner to go rotate over to Draymond Green at the 3-point line?
What are you doing? It's fatigue.
But it's not all just fatigue, though. Some of it is just like Marcus Smart not making smart plays.
Hold on.
There's like plays where Andrew Wiggins gets a tip in off the offensive rebound because Smart's nowhere near him.
That's not true. He shoved him way too late on that offensive rebound.
Well, after the fact, that's fair. Nowhere to box out. But he hands Kevon Looney off to Al Horford after he switches off Steph Curry and just stands at the elbow, just kind of.
Okay. Yeah, but how many loose balls did he recover? Loose balls did he recover tonight? Led the league in loose balls recovered in the regular season. Give him the Defensive Player of the Year award. Because clearly that dude meant more to that defense than Robert Williams, who's out here blocking three-point shots.
This is Robert Williams, man.
Unbelievable.
You're going to root out one, Zach.
What am I ruining?
Zach says in the next 3 years, even if he's fully healthy or reasonably healthy, he will not win a Defensive Player of the Year next 3 years.
Wait, you're talking about Robert Williams III?
Williams III.
Dude,
he said a three-year window. If he's healthy, I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen. I also don't think he's going to be healthy.
That's a fair one right there.
Like, yeah. He grinded his knee to the
We're saying if he
– Okay, but he's not going to be, so it doesn't matter. I can say no, and we're never going to find out.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Let's put $1 billion on it.
You got it. I got it.
Some Bitcoin.
Memo me. The fatigue part Zach said, "Warren, the Warriors aren't tired." What difference is the Warriors didn't play two back-to-back seven-game series against physical teams? So I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it is a factor, but it's like, you don't want to be tired? Don't play seven games then.
I mean, it's a fatigue thing. They went up 2-1 in this series. I mean, fatigue's going to be part of this whole thing, but that wasn't the whole reason why they lost, right? I mean, forget just all the turnovers. Their offense was terrible. The number of times they would throw the ball into the post and just watch was crazy. And like, I lost my mind. It happened like four or five times.
Fair, isn't that their offense?
It is kind of their offense.
They do a good
job. Where's Jeff Teague when you need him?
When they run stuff, movement, pin downs, run off ball screens and things like that, that's really their offense. When it's more just, they have a Jekyll and Hyde. They have one side where it's good offense, and they have another area where they just go to this bad offense.
Is there a video I can find that would kind of illustrate this?
I believe there is, and it's called One Mo Thing. And thank you for asking, Zach. Mm-hmm. We have a One Mo Thing video.
What's One Mo Thing?
One Mo Thing is where I literally break down one thing. And from that,
you're just going to say emotionally.
Sometimes I am emotional on the. Sometimes I am emotional on it, Zach. Some of it moves me. And the thing is, I break down one action, just cover it in 2 minutes. You're in, you're out, and you're going to enjoy it. So go check out the Jekyll and Hyde.
JQ in the chat says, "Do it in a bubble, Steph."
That's great. If you guys were watching Basketball Illuminati or listening to Basketball Illuminati this week, you would know Klay Thompson, Game 6 Klay, so overrated. He had one game, it was OKC and then a couple other good ones. He's had four single-digit, what do you have tonight? How many?
12 points on 5 of 20 shooting. 5 of 20.
They had his stats up on the big board. He's like 17 points per game during his finals, shooting 35%. I was like, ew.
He blew a parlay for me today. I had a DraftKings boost on it. I had a DraftKings boost on him. All I needed was 19 points from Klay. And he was hunting. That was for sure. Yeah.
What was the other piece of the parlay?
I needed two assists and two steals. And I got those. I wasn't sure I was going to get
two assists. The hardest part for Klay.
Yeah. I was like,
got that. Yeah.
Josh Martin in the chat says, "Amin, my girlfriend is covering the game, but wouldn't come up to you." Quote, "Amin is too decked out tonight, if I do say so myself."
You look great, honestly.
Where's that little alligator? I'm showing a little gator there, man. A little gator action, you know? little something.
So, Amin, where's the post-game spot tonight in Boston? The team is going to go out where?
Yeah, it's the team never goes out in public.
Dirk in 2011.
The team does not go out in public when you're in some lame little town like this. So in Cleveland, it was literally at the Mortons inside where their Ritz is. So that's where they did it. I'm assuming they've got some sort of similar setup tonight where it's going to be a private event. You don't go out, you know. It's funny, when they won in Golden State, the years they won at Golden State, they never went out in Golden State. And hello?
You're here now.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, all right. So
they never went out
in
Golden State.
At Golden State, they didn't go out in Oakland or San Francisco. They literally just got on a plane and flew to Vegas. Yeah. There was a question tonight if they were going to fly to Vegas, but I think they're just going to stay here and have a private one.
Could you fly to New York and go nuts?
Speaking of private Solis. One.
I can't.
Go to patios?
Yeah, no. O'Shaughnessy's, O'Sullivan's, Houlihan's.
Yeah, I can see everybody. I can see you. I can see your loud jacket.
And you can hear them?
Can you
hear them? Can you hear my jacket?
Yeah.
I can. It's the loudest thing in here. I like it, though. I got to say, nice. I like it. I don't like to compliment you. I like this jacket on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Big fan.
I got a lot of compliments tonight.
I owe Steph Curry an apology, not for trying to take finals MVP from him, because Wiggins is a true finals MVP. Hashtag Wiggins robbed. But I owe him an apology because after game one, when they lost 120 to 108, he said, and I said this on the radio, I think I was talking to you, Amin, he said, "We scored 108 points. That should be enough." I was like, "I don't know that that's definitely enough." And every game they won, it was 108 would have blown out the Celtics in every single game they won. Like,
their defense completely shut the Celtics team down.
Yeah, yeah, and they're the second best defense in the NBA this year.
Oh, yo, yeah. Clay's literally right here. He just stutter stepped and
show Clay your point collection.
Shoot a jumper. What's up? Is that what Zach, you had an actual question?
Yeah, is that fake Clay or real Clay?
Oh yeah, no, this one's real. I could tell.
Hey, how about this one? I mean,
that look in his eye
for the Illuminati, for the Illuminati out here. Black Trey had a theory that it was Clay who got fake Trey suspended.
No, fake Clay suspended. There's no fake Trey.
You or can't fake Trey.
It was Clay Thompson that got fake Clay suspended. And I like that theory. That's a good one.
I like that theory a lot. I think you guys need to explore that on Basketball Illuminati.
We should. And if you haven't listened yet, this week we go deep into the 2014. Just let me get this promo out. I mean, it's our show. 2014 game one, the AC game. We talked to sources out here. We talked to Dan McCarney from the San Antonio Express News, former beat writer for the San Antonio Spurs. And we talked to Izzy Gutierrez for the Miami side of things. It was a really, really, really interesting look. A lot of questions we asked, and we could not get any answers still to this day about what really happened that night. But we have a list of suspects, right, Amin?
And, yeah, a whole list of suspects. Stephen A. just said what's up to Clay.
Oh, what about to you?
No, not you, though. And you're wearing Stephen a jacket. He's definitely spotted you.
Yeah. Bring Stephen A. over. Jake Heller 5 on Twitter tweeted, Tatum shot 6 for 18. 6 plus 18 equals 24. Kobe.
There you go.
True. Tribute, my guy.
He doesn't win a championship. he makes sure that Boston doesn't win a championship. True Kobe fan.
I love the idea that Kobe is like, I don't really like you.
Kobe, who are you again?
Kobe's ghost is just a hater. I used to have that theory that he was teaching everybody to play basketball wrong so that no one would ever – surpass his legacy.
Like surpass him?
That's actually a fun one.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, man.
You need.
I just want to see Amin get kicked out of various seats throughout the rest of this.
Got nowhere else to go. Someone in the chat asked the question, have you guys explored or discussed the whole Steph trying to go in for the kiss three times and all three times getting denied?
I didn't see that. Can someone fill me in on this?
Oh, you guys didn't see that? So him and Aisha, they're celebrating. She's like, yeah, she did it, baby, whatever. And he's like, and she's like, because I guess he had very too red sweaty lipstick on.
Wait, can you reenact that again?
Yeah.
No. If you didn't catch it the first time.
I like that he thought about it, though. It was like, where are they going with this?
Yeah. I mean, your camera went out for a second. Can you? I didn't know what you were talking about. Can you
Your mic, please? Yeah.
Andrew Tunnell was the – Tunnel? Tunnell? Sorry, Andrew. I don't know how to say your name. Andrew was the one that asked the question. So I'm here for you, Andrew.
We missed that, I think. But
missed Andrew Tunnell's name?
No, I missed the Steph Curry Aisha thing. Good job, Andrew, catching that. I don't know where else to go with that. I mean,
so whose legacy was brandished the most tonight? The best, I think it's Nemanja Bjelica, right? Like
Professor Big Shots.
No one can take anything away from him now. His resume is crystal clear. Like he's good.
Spotless. Oh, there goes Steve Kerr. Hall of Famer.
Should I try to get Steve Kerr again?
The dangerous game, Amin. That is a dangerous game.
Yes. You got to end the season on a high note. We got to know you could be able to switch it, you know, and be able to do this without any problem. So
I don't trust my connection. Very big difference here.
I don't trust.
That's what? You don't trust your connection?
Yeah. I mean, like, it keeps like freezing and then speeding up and all that.
Delay. You're definitely on a delay there.
Bjelica's earned his championship ring. I think, look, he came up with steals in game five. Like they were going at him and he came up with stops. I think you got to look at Nemanja and just say like, hey man, he earned his championship ring.
Jericho just said in the chat, Sarah J ain't walking through that door. I believe that's had a meme. If you know, you know. Hashtag real hoopers know.
Yep.
It's going to be a while before that goes away.
Look at him. Yeah. Oh, bring it back.
Bring him back! Bring him back! Bring him back!
He's running. He's got shit to do. He's running.
I'm shocked he came up. But I'll tell you what. He
broke the speed record running away from you, Amin.
Yeah, yes. Man. I've seen KOC move. James Wiseman's going to get a championship ring.
Is he?
Dude, is he Darko? Is he Darko?
I think he number might two be. Pick.
I think he number might two.
Just right. Imagine the Warriors with James Wiseman next year. Just imagine.
And if they're not as good.
No, isn't this interesting, though, from just like a team building? So isn't it interesting from a Warriors team building standpoint? Because I always hate when people are like, everyone's the same age on this young team. That's perfect. It's like, no, that means you got to pay all these dudes at the same time if they're good, right? The Warriors, obviously, exorbitant payroll. We know that from the comments about the checkbook and everything. But with this team, as Klay and Draymond and even Steph get into their mid to late 30s, ideally, Kuminga, Moody, Poole, maybe even James Wiseman if he's not Darko Milicic, they come up and kind of ease that transition a little bit. And not that they become those guys, but if they're good enough, Kuminga like becomes good enough to kind of allow that bridge into a nice decline for those players and to lift it up, you maybe extend this dynasty 2 extra years from what it normally would have fallen off of, maybe 3 if you're super lucky, but it actually keeps them a lot more competitive longer instead of like just a steep fall off once those guys get too old.
Yeah, I think they cash some of that equity in and try to get another piece for this team. Because I think it's almost like a brazen thing for Joe Lacob to be like, we won this championship and I'm stubborn enough to not trade those pieces. I feel like it's become a thing now that he refuses to trade those young pieces because now that they've won a title, he can do anything.
But I don't think the guy who implied that he had sex with his wife and the trophy after the first title would be brazen about anything. I don't know if that adds up.
No.
Do you think anyone's having sex with the trophy?
I never knew that until you just.
You didn't know that? He made public comments about it.
I missed that.
This is a public thing. This isn't some insider information. That's a quote.
Yeah, no, I never.
He took that trophy to the bedroom.
Wow. Okay. Good for him.
You might want to give that thing a wipe. Like it's an Amin Al-Hassan keyboard. Like you want to
wash your Larry O'Brien.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
It was a Larry O'Brien that night, if you know what I mean.
You know what? I'm going to prove that one. Mm-hmm. That's a great point, though, Zach. I just find it interesting is they got to decide some of these decisions now. Poole's going to be a restricted free agent, right?
That's the figure tough out, one, right? That's the
like,
tough
how
one.
How much are you going to pay Poole? Wiggins is going to be up for an extension. Like, what do you got to make some of these decisions right now on some of these guys. And I think that's the challenge here going forward for them of how do you kind of build that up and keep this run going as long as you can. Like, I like Kuminga. I think he's really good. I'm excited for him and Moody. I could care less about Wiseman. I wasn't big on Wiseman to begin with.
Why is Wiseman taking shots? Like, what's wrong with Wiseman? He got hurt.
No, he got
was
hurt
fine as a rookie.
They were better once he got hurt.
Of course, he's a fucking rookie. Like,
my thing is, he didn't play. He barely played in college. He played a little bit in the regulars in his first season. Got hurt. We didn't see him at all this year. Like for me, it's gonna take a long time. Like I don't want to put my eggs in that basket. I'm willing to bet on Kuminga. I'm willing to bet on Moody. I'm not willing to kind of put my money
if someone's throwing $20 million a year or $15-20 million a year at Looney. In free agency, he's unrestricted free agency. Like you're going to need Wiseman to step
up. And that's another big decision for them. You're going to need him to step up. Whether he will is the whole thing. I don't know if he's got that in him. That's my real issue.
I would not rely on a dude that size with his injury history, and you're going to rely on him to be your third scorer on your team. Like I'm not putting Williams my eggs in the James Wiseman. Wait,
hold on. We've got hashtag Wiggins robbed as the third scorer. What are you guys talking about? Andrew Wiggins is a 20 point per game guy for his career.
He's an all-star, right?
He's an all-star. He's a champion. He's a finals MVP in some personal record books. Like, all Wiseman got to do is rebound and be in the paint.
And he's trustworthy. Like, when you want to sign him to a max deal and you just say, hey, you need to just play harder and give it your all, will you do that? And what did he do? He goes out and wins a title. Well, it might not have been for your franchise, but look, he proved that he's a championship caliber player.
Did it under that contract.
Your fault for trading them, Glenn Taylor. What are you doing those chickens?
Chickened out on the hold.
Oh wow!
And Andrew Wiggins' experience. Wow. He was great, man. Andrew Wiggins, like, I don't know if there's a runner up for Finals MVP.
He's it though, right?
He was the second best Warrior. There's hands down. I mean, it's not even close. Like, he was the second best Warrior throughout the finals.
The stat I always go back to about this series is that Jason Tatum, when he was guarded by Andrew Wiggins, had only 2 free throws this entire series.
Damn.
With Andrew Wiggins guarding him. And with everybody else, it was 30 free throws. I mean, wow, just defending Jason Tatum without fouling, and you saw him on that block late in the game. Just, this is the kind of stuff that everyone was hoping to see from Andrew, is just to be that guy where he could be a lockdown defender and so locked in. And he's been a good on-ball defender in his career, but to do it in the finals on this stage with that kind of, you know, scorer on the other side, what he did against Jason Tatum was pretty epic for him.
I mean, the play in the corner where he got Tatum to travel, like, you know, he closes out from the paint out there to the corner. Tatum's being a bit indecisive there and what he wants to do, and then just turns over.
And that's set up, Mo, by the previous, well, it was maybe 3 possessions before that, where Tatum tries to get into the middle of the floor, tries to get a shot off, and Wiggins blocks it. Right. So, like, now at this point, you have to respect the length. You have to respect the athleticism. And so you rush things, you rush your footwork, and all of a sudden you've traveled, and it's another, essentially another turnover, another missed opportunity as you're just scrambling at the end of this game. I mean, there was a sequence where I think Al Horford hit a 3, and then maybe Wiggins hit a 3 or Steph hit a 3, and then they forced a turnover on Jaylen Brown, and Draymond gets a layup in transition. It was just like, whenever
the second assist I needed. Sorry. Play
second assist, right? And then fuck you on those points. But, you know, like, it's just those things where it felt like, even though the Warriors didn't have a ton of points off those turnovers tonight, they capitalized on almost every opportunity down the stretch to just thwart whatever run Boston might have left in them.
And just those turnovers are not shot attempts, right? Like, that's kind of the big thing. It's you didn't score off those turnovers in particular, but they didn't get shots up, and that's the thing that really kills you. And then the Warriors were just crushing them on the offensive glass. You know, they got 12 more shots than the Celtics in this one. Like, I don't know what else you could really say. Like, they got beat in every aspect of it, and that's after they started, what was it, like 14-4? Or something like that.
14-2.
And they go on a 21-0 run. Mm-hmm. Like, that's good. Like, you're like, what the?
You know what I love too? You know what I love is just like, because I think the Warriors were surprisingly physical defensively in this series, right? Like, they're good in terms of scheme and everything, how they fly around, but they were surprisingly physical. And it's funny that whenever they were physical, Boston's like, hey, where are the fouls? It's like, you got here by being physical.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you can't handle it. And it's just that's where I think you see the lack of finals experience there, of like, someone got hit, there is no call, and you're like, you lose your mind.
It was
instead of getting back up the floor and getting back on defense to set up your league's best defense, you then decide to complain. And Udoka talked about that, I think, a day or two ago, just like, we need to shut the fuck up against the refs. Like, we need to just go out there and play and get back on defense.
It was an embarrassing performance for the Celtics tonight. Game 6 in Boston, and you give up a 21-0 run in your building, a 21-0 run with your season on the line.
Yeah.
That's insane. And then you put in, like, Jason Tatum, like, where was he tonight? Just, like, seriously, like, where was he? He was the guy.
I'll tell you where he was. He was trapped on Wiggins Island, baby. Locked up.
He was solid in the first half, though, right? 5 of 10 from the field. Like, I mean, defensively not great, but overall, like, 11 points. Like, it was just that second half, 1 of 8. Like, he just got completely shut up.
But he did get that dunk, though, that I learned that he didn't have a dunk until that one, because Amo Dekeel _NBA on Twitter told me.
That's an expert analysis.
But like, I know the KD comparisons.
Look it up.
The turnover stat that I've been talking about this all series or all playoffs, I took that from ESPN. I was like, I saw that on like a sports center. I was like, I'm taking that shit.
Zach Wright Harper.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said about me, Tom.
And you've said a lot of mean things.
You said some shit. Yeah.
look, the KD comparisons for Jason Tatum, not fair. Like, and people, no. My dad did this tonight. I watched the game with my dad tonight, and he was like, you know, all these players are complaining about how injured they are, and Jason Tatum, his shoulder this, and his knee this, and his ankle this. You know, did Larry Bird go scoreless in the second half when he was in the playoffs? And I was like, Dad, yeah, but also that's Larry Bird. Like, that's he's Larry one Bird, of the best players of all time. Like, he's
probably can't set top that five. Standard. Yeah,
right. And you're complaining, Bird? Like, yeah. Comparing Jason Tatum to him, and the comparisons to KD. I get it because he's a tall scorer with great mid-range shot. But come on, like, what we saw in this finals is he's not in that caliber yet, and we can't keep pointing to, hey, he's too young to be in that echelon. Like, I just don't think he's got that other gear for him.
Man, look, there is a valid point to a lot of this. Like, he's only so many years old when talking about players, but not when you get to the finals and the playoffs.
Right.
When you get to the finals, you get deep in the playoffs, like, there is no grading on a curve. I think we've got to stop doing that. It doesn't mean you have to say he's never going to be this or he's never going to figure this out. We saw incredible growth from Tatum mid-season on through until this series, right? We saw incredible growth. So he's clearly capable of maturing in real time and not needing, like, all right, this offseason I'm going to get to it. But at the same time, to say, like, well, he's only 24 years old and they didn't win.
Right.
He got outplayed by Andrew Wiggins in the final game. Like, he was shitty in the final three games of this series. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the age at that point, no one's grading this on a curve saying, well, actually, the Celtics are going to get to win game five because Tatum's only 24 years old. Like, we've got to stop doing that as a conversation.
Also, right, he's been in the league 5 years. It's not like necessarily we're just saying, like, hey, he's a baby. He's been around now. He's been to conference finals. He's had those runs. You know, I know we're going to crush him on a lot of the stuff in the finals too. You know, he had some growth in these playoffs. That was a monster game had in Milwaukee to force a game seven in Milwaukee on the road. Like, those are things, like, there was improvement. I think he'll figure it out. I think there's, you know, it's LeBron lost his first finals, right? Like, it's not like everybody just comes in and immediately gets it. And he played Warriors, who were damn a good basketball team and super composed. They've been down this road before.
It is funny, though, that it's the worst Warriors team we've seen win a title.
Yeah.
And seen in the finals. Yeah. Like, but I mean, really, like, the worst one. I mean, Jordan Poole's getting a lot of minutes out there.
A lot of minutes.
Like,
I mean, Jason Tatum shot like 32% on twos in this entire series. Yeah. He is now the all-time postseason turnover leader. And the guy he passed is LeBron James. So that's like, okay. But when LeBron James did it, he had 198 assists and Jason Tatum had 148. He had 50 fewer assists and more turnovers than LeBron.
That's on his teammates. That's on his teammates.
Make shots, guys. Williams, you got to make those shots. Mm-hmm. You know, come on. Catch the ball.
So I don't know. Is he in the MVP bar?
He was in the MVP bar this year. Like, he didn't ever take control of the conversation. But he was in the MVP bar this year. Like, he definitely showed up, especially the second half of the season. Like, he got his name on the list. He got in there. He had, you know, bought some drinks for some people, but never was in the circle saying, here, let me tell you a story.
I got a different question. Is part of the reason why Al Horford has been bad because Stu Gatz has been on vacation and they haven't been able to get pumped up by the podcast?
Well, no, Mo, he's not on vacation.
Oh,
he was on the show this week. That's a write-off, baby. That's an expense report. That's not vacation. Mm-hmm.
That's my bad. That's my bad, Stu. Don't.
He was working, you know, remotely, like,
but he didn't on pump up. But he didn't pump up Horford in that instance.
It's true. Yeah. Like, that definitely has an effect.
You know, so I wonder.
Also, he said, "Give me five Al Horfords. I'll give you a title." He was given one Al Horford in the series.
Al Horford had 19 and 14. And yeah, he got, you know, beat by Steph Curry on a bunch of drives, but like, he showed up tonight. Tatum didn't. It's not Al Horford's fault. He can't clone himself like in Stu Gatz's world. He can't clone himself. Not yet. Don't put it past Al Horford. Those beautiful.
Who had a worse internet connection? Amin or Stu on that on the weekend of the
I mean, Amin just quit, right? He didn't text us like, hey, I'm trying to find a different spot. Like, he just quit.
He just left.
He just went to his porn and decided, like, I'm gonna take care of some business right now. And we can say anything about him because, one, he's not going to listen to this. And two, he's not here.
Well, he won't listen this far. He will listen to up until his point.
No, he doesn't listen to.
No, he doesn't.
The only podcast he listens to is Cinephobe. Like, and that's not a promo. I'm telling you, he's never listened to stuff that he's on until Cinephile because Maze does such a good job producing. He's like, oh, we're he said this, no shit, like 80 episodes into Cinephile. We're like, I don't know, in the 160 area.
80 years.
And about 80 years into Cinephobe, he was like, you guys ever listen to our pod? We're really funny. We're really good. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, Maze is like producing the shit out of this podcast. We're really good. Like, yes, we know. We listen to it to check it out.
What? Wait, what? You keep saying it. What is Cinephobe?
Oh, my God. Tom, I'm so happy you mentioned. Cinephobe is the podcast where Amin Al-Hassan and I, we watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes, and we try to ascertain are they properly poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. That's Cinephobe. It's produced by Anthony Maze. It's wherever you get podcasts. It's a part of Meadowlark Media, and we are in Matthew McConaughey month. That's right. It's the McConaughey month, and we just did Ghost of Girlfriend's Pass. We did The Beach Bum. This week's episode is Two for the Money with special guest Mike Ryan. Ever heard of him? And next week, the episode that caused, allegedly, the porn research by Amin Al-Hassan, Tiptoes with another special guest.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. That's going to be great.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
I did some reading on that one once I found out about the whole snafu. And, like... Wait,
Gary
the guy
Oldman
who wrote
plays a little person.
And Gary Oldman. Like, they had to put him like sitting down in like all the scenes so that they could put fake legs in the couch. Yes.
Or wow. if he was standing or walking, he was on his knees, except for one scene where they put CGI legs in there.
Oh my.
We got all God. The
like Lieutenant Dan
you
style?
Need for it. Yeah, it's wow. It's wild. It is a wild movie.
So,
And I'll say this, one of the craziest endings to a movie that we've done, and you know some of the movies we've done.
Wait,
one of the
so craziest here's a question, though. Are these episodes on Cinephobe? Can you go back and listen to old episodes?
You know what's the great thing about this, Tom? I'm so glad you asked this question. The great thing about this is they are evergreen. They are evergreen. So it's not like, oh, I only can listen to this episode about this movie because this movie came out this year. No, you can go all the way back to episode one, Kangaroo Jack 2, Good Day USA, which, by the way, when Amin picked that first episode movie, we did not know it was an animated movie. So we were very surprised. I would say don't listen before Swordfish because it is terrible. Like the first like 6 or 7 episodes of this podcast is terrible. But we really found a group at Swordfish and on. And yeah, it's it's one of the best podcasts on the.
Oh, man.
Hey, we were just trying to ascertain if you quit or not.
What's happened?
Listen on what's happened.
No. Stephen A. said, what's up?
Off camera?
Off camera.
Zach.
Not buying it.
Off camera. No, I'm
how convenient that like, he goes.
Do it in the
goes
live
dark.
Show.
Oh, you know. I don't know what to tell you. I could get Domo here and she can vouch for me.
Wait, are you telling me
where'd she go?
Was there an NBA TV set that we could verify whether you actually dapped up Stephen A.?
Easy. No, it's
the rapper. G?
I called someone. He was here tonight.
Gary Washburn? You called Gary Washburn? G-Eazy?
No. Oh, Domo, come here.
How much did he pay her?
Don't do this. Don't pander. Yeah.
Don't. Oh, no.
Sure
I'll my guy BK.
Make sure you open the right tab. Make sure you open the right.
I'm getting my guy BK. What's up, man? How you doing? Yeah, how's I did no such thing. I did no such. Domo, oh, here we go. Domo, we need your testimony.
Get out of here.
Did Stephen A. say what's up to me on his way out the court?
He did. Yeah.
Ask. Yeah.
There's Domo.
No, he did.
Ask her. Was it reluctant?
That's all I got.
They're asking you. Was it reluctant? Did it seem forced or reluctant?
It didn't seem forced at all. He was on his way out because he's got first take so early tomorrow. So yeah. It was met with the same energy as most people.
Standard
energy level.
So negative.
Yeah.
So nothing.
I can't hear them at all.
Did Amin play it cool?
So negative.
No.
Did you play it cool?
No, it was very like.
I was on the phone actually, so I had no choice but to play it cool.
Oh no, he played it very cool.
Wait, you were on the phone instead of cool. Trying to get back on
the show.
We're
two cool guys.
Jeez, yeah. You know, like what? This guy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Domo. Appreciate it.
Expert testimony.
Oh, man.
Still don't believe him.
I wouldn't lie to you guys.
You right, what was the other thing? You said there was lots of things. There's one you got to say what's up, Stephen A.
Steph was like right here, like 2 feet away. Unfortunately, there was like a phalanx of reporters who was on, and security stopped me from going on the floor, by the way, which is bullshit. I was like, I see Dan Wojcicki over there.
I thought that happens only at Chase.
Because do you know what happened the last time you were courtside after the game?
Great point. That's a great point by Tom.
I wonder I wonder if there was a meeting in the NBA offices.
It was local security. It wasn't NBA security. NBA security is my friends, man. They like me.
So set the scene.
I'm always amused.
Go ahead.
What?
There's a delay. So
I was gonna say I'm always amused. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm always amused that the NBA people are cool like that, man. What's up?
That's what you wanted to say to cut off Zach?
That's fantastic. Paint the picture. We're now
about an hour and
20 minutes past the coronation of Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. What is the court looking like? Who's out there right now? I don't know why you're throwing
posing for a picture. He's definitely posing for a picture in the middle. The
sink there. Like, I don't know what happened, but
paint the picture all in the pink. All of it. All of it. Yeah, DK, man, what you doing? Yo, okay, so the court is full. It's full. It's full.
Oh,
there are people everywhere. The podium is still there.
TV hit.
Steve Kerr's doing TV hit. Everyone. I think Steph is talking to SportsCenter right now. What else we got? I see Dan Wojcicki and Vinny Goodwill loitering. They're never up to any good. Who else do I see? I see Brian Windhorst recording his podcast over here with Zach Lowe. I see Abby Chin. Abby Chin's walking around. Yeah, so it's full. There's a lot of people out here. Everyone inside is taking turns taking pictures with the trophy, I believe. Trophy sits in a room, and then the guys are all getting drunk in the locker room, and then they each get called, summoned to go and gather their family, and they go into the room and they take like school photos, family photos, with the trophy. So that's happening somewhere in the back.
Let me ask this question for the whole group: is which of these two teams is more likely to be back to the finals?
We can hear you, Amin. We got you. Jesus,
I love this.
I don't know whether whether it cuts out or whatever.
And I love he can't hear us, so he just thinks the best show possible is if I just keep talking over people. Because who cares if it's anyone? This is classic.
But I'm glad you got to say what's up to Stephen A.
You got to say what's up to Stephen A. And you got to tell us that Steph Curry was 2 feet away from you at one point.
And you were taking phone calls instead of trying to get back onto the show.
Mo, what was your question?
Dude, look, listen to my connection though, man. Like, does it matter if I was on? Does it really matter? So that it delays and then jumbles everything up at once. I don't even know what was said. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't available for you guys for my terrible connection to crap out. Oh, I'm present now. Man. Semantic man, is that nice? It's not mine. I didn't build this arena.
Wait, what? Since when?
Yeah. Wait, didn't someone have a question?
No, what was your question?
Which of these two teams would you bet be in the finals next year?
I have no idea what you guys are saying.
So just keep talking to me. Warriors. I would say the Warriors by far.
Even in a tougher Western Conference?
Look how tough the East is.
Yeah,
I know, but I kind of think...
Yo, who's you guys are,
if Chris Middleton is healthy in that series, they win that series. Dr. If Chris Strange Middleton right is playing.
This is good podcasting right now. This is good podcasting. No, but if you think about it, all right, is Phoenix as good as the Warriors after what we saw this year? No. Dallas? I'm sorry, the Christian Wood trade is great as that is? No.
No.
Right. Memphis, very good. Still clearly needs something here. Needs some seasoning. The Denver Nuggets, even healthy, I never thought they were a contender, so no, get them out of here. The Clippers, healthy, sure, but they're also
I'm about to disconnect. I literally can't
hear
anything.
Don't worry, I wasn't talking. No, you're fantastic.
I have no idea
what's happening in the show.
No, the Lakers, no, they're not going to be any good. Look, the Western Conference may be tougher, but not so tough where it's top-heavy enough to hammer the Warriors. And so unless the Warriors end up getting injured, which possible, those guys are, the core is like up there in years. I don't know who in the West is going to challenge this team. The Jazz? No.
No.
They don't even like each other.
I'm just upset that we don't get Amin telling us that like he was within 6 feet of Klay Thompson at one point.
Let me tell you, Corey Mendoza just sums it up the best. Amin is the best when he's the worst. And if that isn't a fucking put it on his tombstone, I don't know what is.
That is perfect, actually.
I literally can't hear anything you're saying, and I'm delayed.
So
why am I here?
I'll just talk. Instead of hitting the chat, instead of hitting this text thread that he could be hitting us up on the whole time, he decides, what if I just talk in the middle of a f-ing live stream? Will that come through? Will that work out? This is what I deal with every damn day on NBA radio, every Saturday on Mad Dog Sports Radio, every week on Cinephobe. This is what I deal with. This is my life. You guys want to know why I'm agitated all the time? Why I'm acting like a dick all the time? It's because of this. It's because I have to deal with this man, Amin Alhassan, constantly. He texts me the entire 20 minutes leading up to game six tonight and throughout the start of the game because he was in the bathroom breaking his pooping in an NBA arena virginity and giving me play-by-play details. This is what I deal with Amin Alhassan. Oh, you love the drunk guy that goes to Milwaukee? Oh, you love the drunk guy that yells on Cinephobe about whatever, no cheeks, zero cheeks, all this stuff? Fantastic. But live my life for one week with Amin Alhassan and see how that works out for you.
And we're done.
At Talk Hoops on Twitter.
His bar is going to be empty tonight. Empty because of him. And I got radio at 7 a.m. Witty, edit all that out.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text Finn to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text Finn to 200-300. That's Finn to 200-300. Finn to 200-300.